Hello, everybody. This is Kwesi Jackson of Kwesi Speaks. Here's my heart. So hear my heart. Not exactly sure what you're doing today, but I'm alive, I'm awake, and I feel great. Not only am I alive, awake, and feeling great, I have some amazing news. I started off on a journey on 10/31/2017, and I'm just a couple of days shy of it being a two-year reunion, 2 years to date almost. That I am now officially John Maxwell, not just John Maxwell, a certified John Maxwell team member. I'm certified now, my friends. Did the certification stop me from anything, or did it get anything necessarily like bring some extreme change about me? Not really. I mean, for me, it was another task. I did my research and I wanted to be a part of a team like that. I knew people who are already a part of it. And I liked the idea. Like the first thing that I thought of when I said, you know, I came to the realization that, you know, I felt like God blessed me to be a motivational speaker. Like I could motivate other people when I couldn't even motivate myself. And I started to do research. I checked out Les Brown. At the time, Eric Thomas had not really sparked his, the hip hop preacher had not really sparked his school per se. I looked that up. I had several people that I looked at, and I liked what looked like consistency on the John Maxwell team. And so I knew people, like I said, that were in it. I think my brother at that point was in a part of it and going through the schools, the classes. And I just thought it was a great, you know, it was the best idea for me. You know, other people will have different ideas and different routes they'll take. And hey, that's great. We'll see you at your proverbial top. But I'm just excited about it. It was like a great weight lifted off me. 2 years later, I remember when I was doing my live videos and telling people, hey, I'm, you know, this far away from, I'm going to Florida. I'm going to do this. Well, Florida fell through because of life. You know, I'm started coaching and just getting actively involved in family things. And it just was nearly impossible for my entire family to stop and take up and go to Orlando for me to graduate. So I completed the courses remotely and I'm just excited about it. Again, like I said, it doesn't necessarily, I felt like I wanted to be a part of a group of a worldwide group of motivational speakers, and then just seeing some of the ones and how great they were initially made me think, man, you know, is there really room? But here's something that I'll share with you. If God gave you a gift to do something, he knew that there would be, you would be an individual and you'd have your own style and your own set way of doing things. I did not enter in trying to be just like John Maxwell. I entered in wanting to join somewhat of a club or a community of speakers for the networking sake, for the information, to have the material and the resources to go forward and do what I do. And I have it. And I'm excited about it. My appeal to you is if you need a motivational speaker, if you need someone to coach you into matters concerning leadership, coach you into matters concerning just taking a leap of faith and having confidence in yourself enough to go forward and be exactly what God called you to be, I'm your guy. Hit me up. John Maxwell certified, man. It's a big day for me. Again, this is Kwesi Jackson of Kwesi Speaks. Here's my heart. So hear my heart. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.